Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Hey, Mishnah Beit. Okay, so what we were learning yesterday in our opening of the Perek is that if there would be a kli of some kind, and the water that was coming out directly from a mayan goes into a kli and then comes out of that kli, the halacha is that it becomes she'uvim, even though it was a mayan. Unless, of course, we had that if there was some of it that didn't become she'uvim, then that would serve as a hashaka to the other mayim and would be makshir the other mayim as well, so that it would not be considered to be possum. Now, suppose instead of it being inside of a kli, you had a kli that was turned upside down. So it was being over al-gabe kelim. So it went on the back of the kli. Or maybe it went over a kli that doesn't have a base kibble. So it went over, let's say, a safsal. You have this wooden stool, and it's the water of the spring is flowing right over this stool, but a stool doesn't have a base kibble. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Areo Kamo Shehaya, it doesn't have any impact on it at all. Because if it never became she'uvim, so then what's the problem? And therefore, it would be considered a mayan. As long as it's bechuba to the mayan, it's considered to be a mayan, which means two things, remember. It means A, it doesn't need arboim sa'a, and B, it doesn't need to be ashboren. It doesn't need to be all in one place. It could be even zochalim, and therefore it would still be perfectly good no matter how much water there is there, as long as it covers you. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Areyu kemikvah, because once it goes over a kli, even though it's not in an actual mayim she'uvim, but that means that it's no longer considered to be mechuber to the mayan at all. And another thing, it's a good mikvah, but then that means it needs arboim sa'a. The water doesn't become puzzle, but its freshness is interrupted. And its freshness means we want it coming out of the ground. We're not interested in a mayan that is flowing over a junkyard somewhere with your broken kelim. So that's not a mayan. The whole idea of a mayan is its freshness, and therefore the Rabbanan didn't allow this to have a din of a mayan. But the water, obviously, is not mayim she'uvim, and therefore, in a lone swimming pool, it would be perfectly kosher. Ubilvad shelo yatbil al gabei asafsan. There's one other thing that you need to know. You know, I mean, in these fancy Finnish saunas, you know, everybody's got these little wooden, these nice wooden stools, and you sit on this nice wooden stool. And if you're sitting on the stool and you're being taivo al gabei safsal, that's bichlal usur min rabbanon. Because if people see you using a kli, even though it's not a kli in terms of a base kibble, and even though the kli here is turned upside down, they are going to lose all sensitivity to the concept of mayim she'uvim. And because of that, it's usur min rabbanon, because of the chashash that ultimately it will bring people to be taivo, even in mayim she'uvim. Mikvais perek chamishi mishnah gimel. A mayan shehu mashuch kinadal. Okay, so we've got this water, and it is flowing. Now remember that a mayan does not really have to be flowing. It can be flowing. But plenty of mayanot, let's say you have a well, and this well is, it stays on one level when the water pressure keeps the level of the water always just to the top of the pool or the well. But it is a natural spring water. It would still be called a mayan, but it has certain different din. If you're talking about a mayan that is mashuch kenadal, a nadal, as all of the mafarshim write in Hebrew, centipede. So if it's got a lot of little legs crawling out of it, so in other words, it has split into like these different streams, and it's going in all kind of directions. And what you did was you wanted these springs to be able to extend and to be go further down to some other fields, maybe, and it should also maybe it should get to look like more of a real stream, and that animals will be able to come and drink from it. So you bring a hose, and you add the water from the hose in order to make it look, this obviously is going to be mayim she'uvim that you're taking out of the local fire hydrant, but rabba alav v'imshicho. So you added a lot of water coming out of this hose, and it's now moving further than it did before, wider than it did before. That doesn't matter. Hareu kumosha haya, the mayim she'uvim is now okay because of hashaka, right? So any mayim she'uvim that you add to a mayan is going to be kosher. And therefore, you can go ahead and be tovel things, even if there's not arbaim saw, and even if it's bezeichalin, and it's still considered to be a mayan, which of course is not, doesn't need to be a nadal. The point is that even doesn't matter, that as long as it has moved on, as opposed to a type of spring that is not really a flowing spring. It's a spring pool. That would be different. So we talked about the case of a nadal, just to make it very clear that this is flowing all over the place. The fact that it's a nadal in this approach to the Mishnah is really irrelevant. And therefore, even if there's lots of extra water, it's considered to be areyu gemosha haya, and it remains kosher, even bezochalin, and kosher with pochos me'arboim sa. But suppose we're talking about a pool, a natural pool, but that pool doesn't flow out, as is very often the case. The water pressure equalizes at a particular point, and then that is the pool, and it doesn't go out of it. So suppose it was omeid, aya omeid, and it is not flowing into a nadal. And then you bring a hose, you put it into the pool, and now water starts pouring out of it, but the water is only pouring because of the mayim she'uvim that you're putting into it. And you are rabba alav v'himshicho, and now water starts coming out in streams, so your pool suddenly looks like it's a very active, delicious, natural stream, where in reality there's a hose under the ground that's pouring into it. What did they just discover in China, I think, last year, that one of the big natural wonders of China was actually the Chinese had managed to get the water in it from a pipe that they had hidden upstream. That was a big blow to the tourist industry. But anyway, so that's essentially what you've done over here. So this is considered to be similar in certain ways to a mikveh and similar in certain ways to a real mayan. So it's shav el mikveh letaher ba'ashbora. It's only going to be metaher in the place where it gathers and is not flowing out. So it has to be ashboran. But it's similar still to a mayan that you can actually be tovel in it becholshehu, and it doesn't require arba'im sa'ah. So you remember that we had a list at the end of the first parak of various different levels of mikvahs, right? Different levels of mikvahs. So one of the levels of mikvahs that we had over there was this case. We said, Lamala mehem was mayam shemimav muatim, verobo alav mayim she'uvim, shavel a mikvah latar bashborim, ulamayan lahatru bobechol shehu. So this is exactly the case that we had already learned about in the Sheva Madregas that we talked about earlier. And there, indeed, this is a semi-mayan, but we don't treat it as a mayan mamash because of the fact that it required a garden hose in order to make it mashuch. So here, as we finally get to the Mishnah that we had before. Okay, Rabosai, beautiful. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. All right, I'm glad we're back to more of our normal Seder. See you, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, have a wonderful day. Lots of Bezrat Tovot. Keep up your boosting. See you, everyone. Excellent.